Hey everyone, let's look at Matthew chapter 13, starting in verse 24. He put another parable before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds?' He said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the servant said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, gather the weeds first and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" So in this section of the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus has begun to teach in a series of parables. Here in 13, he's going to have seven different parables. And Jesus makes it clear that he began teaching in parables because people weren't listening to him. People were hearing him, but they weren't becoming disciples. They were resisting him. They weren't determining, "Oh, I want to follow this man and learn to do what he's saying." And so Jesus teaches in parables precisely to sort of keep them off the track because they don't want to follow him. He's not going to explain to them his message. He first gives the parable of the sower to say that there would be many, we could say 3 out of 4, that would regularly hear his message. I think we should probably think of in the church. But for various reasons, don't bear fruit. And in this parable, he says that there's a sowing, and when all the plants come up, there's weeds in there. How did this happen? Well, the master of the field makes it clear that this happened because his enemy did it. An enemy did it. Of course, the enemy was mentioned in the last parable. Those that really don't determine, okay, I am going to be this man's student, I'm going to become a disciple of Jesus, they are prey to the enemy who comes and snatches away the word. Here, the enemy sows, and he sows weeds. And what happens is, it seems as though the parable is telling us that Satan works through words as well. The kingdom of God is proclaimed through the word, the message of Jesus. And Satan comes to confuse and distract people with words as well. And part of what I think this parable is trying to tell us is that a major work of the enemy in the earth, we kind of think of him as doing stuff out there, but a major work of Satan in history has been in the midst of the church. It's in the midst of the church that often we find people who are not really followers of Jesus. They hear lots of good sermons, but they don't wind up bearing fruit. And part of our response should be, oh, Jesus warned us that this would be the case. We shouldn't necessarily be discouraged when this happens. This is not something that should surprise us. Maybe it should sadden us a little, but it shouldn't surprise us. And the servants of the master are like, well, what do we do about it? You want us to tear them up? And this is a very important thing that Jesus has to say in this parable. He says, no, don't uproot it. If you uproot the weeds, you might damage my wheat. So don't do that. Now to us, this might seem like a compromise. Wait a minute, Jesus is saying in the church, if there's unbelievers, we shouldn't do anything about it. This seems like compromising with the truth. The church should be full of believers only. I think part of what Jesus is saying is that radical attempts to cleanse all unbelief out of the church will wind up hurting the innocent. In part because we're not the best judge of men's hearts. We really can't see to the bottom. We can do our best, but Jesus says don't judge because in part we can't judge. We're not always adequate discerners of other people's hearts. And so we could do real harm to people who are weak maybe, but genuine believers. So part of, I think, what Jesus wants to say is it's impossible with the kind of a radical zeal and vehemence and maybe even violence to do good by trying to cleanse the unworthy or those who seem to us are not believers out of the church. Now, it should be clear, Matthew, later on in the gospel, teaches about church discipline. Jesus isn't saying don't enact church discipline. But he is saying there are those who will be revealed as hypocrites only on the last day. And it's not up to us. Our job isn't to root all of those people out and find them out. Our job is to present the message, is to sow the seed, is to continue to declare the message of Jesus. So he says, wait. No, don't try to uproot them. Just wait. He unapologetically defers the issue to the last day and says that in the end, God will judge all unbelievers. He will reveal all those who resist him and who don't want to follow and become disciples of Jesus. There have been many examples in church history of people trying to break off and break away from the impure church or the compromised church. And most of those have been quite misled and done a lot of harm. And quite frankly, they haven't heeded, I think, this parable that Jesus gives. Jesus, in general, seems to be an anti-separatist. Don't break off to create a pure church or to kick all those people out that you don't think are unbelievers. Again, Jesus is an advocate for church discipline, but he's speaking against this sort of purist impulse that would vehemently go after this. He's condemning fanaticism and extremism in regard to church discipline. And again, I think it brings us back to the message. Our job is to sow the seed. Our job is to declare, our primary job, what we're responsible for, is to clearly and adequately declare the message of who Jesus is and of his invitation to life as it was meant to be lived by taking up his yoke, learning the Sermon on the Mount with him, and learning with him to bear fruit. So may we be faithful to that message, and may we be spared extreme judging of others, so that the church, the real fruit that God is bearing in the earth, is not harmed. Amen.